Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that's freetalklive.com. There's so much going on here tonight at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2010 Liberty Forum. We're here for our fourth year in a row. We've been here for every single one of the Liberties Forum, and it's been an absolute blast every single year. As Chris Lawless, the organizer of the event, pointed out earlier, this one sold apparently more tickets in advance this year than they sold throughout the entire event last year. So a nice uptick in participation for this year's event. Hundreds of people, I think he said over 500 people, have purchased tickets in advance for the Liberty Forum this weekend. And people are starting to filter in here tonight and today. Free Talk Live, we arrived here a few hours back, and there's just people all over the place. Brooks here from the Freedom Ride at Restore the Republic. Dave Ridley has just joined us on the microphone. Our third mic here, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Welcome to the show. So, Dave, when did you get here?
he's doing his little Sesame Tree honker animal thing.
I don't know if I can interpret this this language, Dave. So if you could translate.
I saw it earlier.
Yeah, if you could translate for us.
Yeah, I think I guess it must have been around three or four.
Okay, and this is your fourth Liberty Forum as well, right? You've been here every year, haven't you?
I guess it is the fourth one. Yeah, that's right.
So what's going on with you this this weekend? I mean, you do RidleyReport.com. It's essentially a YouTube channel that you are a professional news videographer guy. I mean, you've worked for Fox. You've worked for the big boys in the big markets. Now you've brought your talents, your abilities at reporting and editing here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You've been going around the state doing all kinds of different reports, doing things, I would say, focusing mostly on New Hampshire liberty activism, but sometimes you'll talk about Ron Paul and other things that are not necessarily so New Hampshire-centric. I imagine you're here to get some interviews and talk to some of the interesting folks that are here this weekend. What's your intention?
Yeah, well, stepping back a second to what you were talking about earlier with Ron Paul, one thing I discovered was he's got so many speeches on the internet, and he's got so many speeches that he delivers over the phone every week to the listeners that I thought, well, why not just illustrate some of those? So I just have a series now of just basically illustrated Ron Paul speeches, and I'm trying to illustrate his straight talk within a day of him broadcasting it now.
But illustrate, so, what does that mean?
Add video to it.
Okay.
So if he's talking about various things that have happened in history, I can pull up some of my archives, or he's talking about the Liberty Movement, I can pull up some shots of us doing stuff in New Hampshire and so forth. The idea is just to bring his speeches to life and his broadcasts to life.
And you find that I imagine that brings you a number of hits on your YouTube channel as well. Just people looking for Ron Paul things will come across Ridley Report and thereby come across the New Hampshire Liberty Movement as a wider kind of spectrum.
It's not a huge number of hits, but I keep track of the feedback and the number of stars. You know, it's always getting 5 stars pretty much, these videos. I put something else on the air, it might not get 5. People love these, but they don't seem to watch them in huge numbers yet. But that tells me just if I just keep doing it, more and more people will watch it, yeah.
So you've been here in New Hampshire for a long time now. I mean, you're one of the earlier movers in the Free State Project, which, we haven't even mentioned yet, Mark, what the Free State Project is.
We probably should touch on that.
Dave, why don't you pitch the Free State Project for our listeners? I mean, how would you describe it? What is it for anybody that's listening that's never heard of it before?
This is not an official quote from the website, but basically it's an idea of getting 20,000 liberty lovers to migrate to New Hampshire and just see what happens. They just do whatever they want when they get here.
It's true.
Right. The idea that you're going to get them, you're going to arrive with 20,000 liberty lovers and they're going to do what you say seems to be what some people have thought. And, I thought it would be better if they did what I said, but they don't. And so, yeah, they're going to do whatever they want to do, and you can be happy or unhappy about it.
Well, most of the people who want us to operate that way are Fred Parcells. They want us to operate that way so they can cut our head off.
Yeah. The name you mentioned is one of the local status, if you will,
He's not too bad.
No, he's not too bad. But and indeed, the people that you might consider statists in New Hampshire compared to some of the other places in the country are generally not as bad.
Right.
One of the major reasons New Hampshire was chosen for the Free State Project was because it already has, in comparison to the other states, a more liberty-friendly mindset amongst the average folk that might happen to already live here. It is the live-free-or-die state. People aren't really living free here, but we hope to change that. We hope to help that process along. And the idea, as my understanding is, of the Free State Project is for the Free Staters to essentially be the backup for the people that already are here, that already love liberty. I can tell you that some of the best activists, at least out in the Keene area where we do Free Talk Live, some of the best activists are the natives. They're the ones that have lived here their whole lives, and until the Free Staters showed up, they weren't really doing much of anything. But then all of a sudden, these newbies show up in town from the Free State Project and, for whatever reason, inject some level of excitement, something that has never existed before, and it really jazzes up the people that have been here their whole lives and have watched as statists have come over from places like Massachusetts and New York and have started bringing their statist ideas here.
I want to correct that myth because part of that's a myth. I don't know about New York, but they've done some research on the migrants that moved from Massachusetts, and most of them, for what it's worth, are Republican.
Doesn't mean they're not statists.
I know that doesn't mean they're not statists, but they are not what they are perceived as. They're not a bunch of Democrat Ted Kennedy clones. They tend to vote Republican. And also, if you look at the Jason Sorens ideological map of New Hampshire based on the state rep voting patterns, you'll see that many of the most pro-liberty districts are right on the border with Massachusetts. So that tells me those two things tell me, or at least I think they're indications, that the problem in New Hampshire is not coming from Massachusetts to the extent that people think it is.
Well, maybe in general, the people from Massachusetts are, maybe they're not all bad. I mean, I'm not saying everybody from Massachusetts is bad or anti-freedom, but I think there's, the people that have lived in New Hampshire their whole lives, a lot of them certainly do feel as though that there's some level of an invasion of status going on. Whether they're coming from Massachusetts or they're coming from New York or wherever, they don't feel like they were born here, I guess is the idea. So the Free Staters are here to back those folks up to really ramp up the liberty movement here. And I think it's worked so far. It's really been an amazing experience for me. Dave, I mean, as I said, you've been here, you're one of the earliest movers. What do you see happening here in the next year? I mean, are you excited for more people coming up? And
I've tried to game it out a couple times, you know, like by writing fictional scenarios. And I think what you'll probably see happening is we're going to have our Prague Spring. You know,
what is that?
The Prague Spring was in 1968, where the Czechs essentially took control of their own government, and they were staring down the Soviets, and it was peaceful. Eventually, the Czechs were invaded. But the Prague Spring is not really in question. I don't think that part's going to be the hard part. The hard part is going to be standing up to the feds and working out an arrangement that's either satisfactory to both sides or a situation where it's possible they may just collapse and stop existing on their own.
They're certainly spending their way to collapse.
Yeah, but I just think, you know, there's not much doubt in my mind that internally we can pull this off. Within the state, we can pull this off. The general idea was very sound.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So what's your vision for the Ridley Report? I tend to watch most of them coming up, and I feel like I see an evolution in the Ridley Report. What do you see? Where are you seeing it going?
Well, I haven't given it that much thought. I just, you know, one
just
day
doing
at a time, just whatever happened today, I put it on the air. I can get some long-term goal.
Well, how do you look for stories?
I don't. They just fall in my lap.
Okay.
It's just, you know, like I bumped into you today. Oh, that's Mark. I remember him talking about something that was interesting, so I'm going to interview him. So I interviewed you.
So just things that pop up in your mind. It's the Ridley Report is a report for you, and then you put it up for everybody else so that they can enjoy it too.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And if they want to find it, RidleyReport.com?
Correct. ReadlyReport.com.
That's the song. And, you know, it's great that what you do for the advertisers is you make a little jingle for each of them.
Yeah.
And jingles work.
Freaking.com.
and there's so many of them out there that, it's hard to remember them all. But
people are finding this movement through you, Dave Ridley. I mean, people come up to the Free Keene forums and they say, I found you guys through the Ridley Report. So they're finding the Free State Project, they're finding Free Keen, they're finding whoever it is that's advertising with you, they're finding them. So it's an effective venue.
All right.
RidleyReport.com. Thanks, Dave. Always good seeing you.
Guys.
Thanks for coming on the show. We're coming up here with your phone calls about whatever you want. If you make them, it's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com.
If you have existing foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments on your credit files, Check out cleaningcredit.com. It is a law firm, the credit repair law firm chartered, and they will help you with all kinds of derogatory credit reports that you have. It's a professional firm. They're part of the business, a Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years and number one at the Consumer Advocacy Group of America. It's cleaningcredit.com. That's cleaningcredit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We are live from the 2010 Liberty Forum here in the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua. And, man, you could not ask for a better weekend to have this event. I mean, the weather is absolutely fantastic. Now, last year, it was pretty cold. I remember it being pretty cold last year when we were here. I think it was more closer to the early portion of March. I don't recall exactly the dates, but in New England, you never really know what you're going to get sometimes when it comes to the weather, and this weekend, it's going to be sunny and nice, and it was 65, I think, when we left.
It got up to 70, didn't it?
Yeah, it was hot today. I mean, so come on out.
We have the windows down in the car driving here.
Yeah, and it's still technically winter, so that means that next week it could all of a sudden burst into another snowstorm.
It's global warming.
But it's not likely to stick around very long, which is nice. So 800-259-9231, still allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything, but of course we've just got a lineup here of interesting people to talk to, because there's no shortage of unique liberty-minded activists here at this event, and somebody who's been to I think at least a handful of Free State Project events is Brooke Kelly from the Freedom Ride, or formerly of the Freedom Ride, I guess. Yeah, that's one of the things that I guess you were doing most recently, Brooke, and make sure you get right up close on that mic when you talk to us. Good evening.
How are y'all?
Just super. So
how did the Freedom Ride go?
It was awesome. I did Freedom Ride 2009, and this kicks off Freedom Ride 10. So this is the
next one. You're going to start another Freedom Ride.
It starts here, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Who are you going with this time? Because it's normally not just you. You usually have a partner or two that you drive around with.
Last year I drove around with another person because we were doing a lot of filming. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of civil disobedience, but we also did street theater, so I had to have someone to film. But this year I'm going solo, and I'm just going to meet up with people along the way, and it's going to be different.
So how can people follow the progress of the 2010 Freedom Ride?
I'm on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everybody else is.
You are a master Facebook marketer, I'll tell you.
She's one of the most popular people that I've seen on Facebook. I mean, you post an update on Facebook, and there's 30 people that will respond to it.
Yeah, I actually planned this trip in 30 minutes. I put the cities I was going through, and 30 minutes I had people say that I could stay there, so it was really awesome.
Wow. So where are you heading after the Liberty Forum? What's the first stop?
We're going to D.C. for Steve Sheehan's Piece of the Action, which is civil disobedience on a wide scale. We're going to try to get a couple thousand people.
Like doing what?
All kinds of stuff, sit-ins. She's been really quiet about what we're going to do. So
she has? You mean Cindy Sheehan?
Cindy Sheehan.
You actually know Cindy Sheehan?
She's a Liberty kid.
What does that mean?
Mark is a Liberty kid, actually.
I am?
He doesn't look like a kid. He's an old man.
Yeah, well, Tom Woods is a Liberty kid. So.
There you go. What are the qualifications for one to be a Liberty kid?
We unofficially made you, we made you a Liberty kid, too.
Me too? Oh,
yeah. I did talk to Mark about it briefly online, but basically what it is, it's a group of all of the Liberty Movement leaders, all the people who I thought were just doing a great job. And I wanted to create this group to inspire other people to be leaders. So it's kind of an honor to be asked in. So, like, that's Cindy Sheehan, Jason Burmes, Tom Woods, you know.
Now, Cindy Sheehan, we've had her on the show. It's been a few years since we talked to her, but she never really struck me as somebody who really got liberty. Like, maybe she was on the path years ago, and maybe she's been getting closer, but she seemed to kind of get the whole two-party system is a scam thing, that aspect of it, but she never really seemed to be...
It's been quite a few years.
Yeah, it has. What makes you think that she's qualified? Just because she's anti-war doesn't mean she's pro-liberty.
I think she's pro-liberty. I mean, I think she did a great job. I mean, she camped outside of Bush's house.
Sure, sure. And now she's coming back to deal with Obama, is that right?
Right.
So that's good. I mean, that shows that she's not partisan, right? I mean, she's not taking one side over the other. I guess that's a good thing.
I'll take pro-war right about anti-war right about now. I mean, you know.
Oh, I'm not saying that she should be rejected. I'm not saying that she should be rejected. I'm just wondering, were there any other qualifications? I mean,
Someone who's a leader in the community, but also someone who is a good person in their own life. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want someone who's going around, you know, trash and being mean to other people, but someone who really. Or someone who talks about liberty but doesn't really treat others as free and equal, but someone who's just an all-around good person. Because I don't know about anybody else, but it kind of just seems like we have a lack of leaders. I mean, to me, I think everybody should be a leader.
I agree with you. And it can be disappointing from one aspect, but on the other hand, it just seems to be how things are. There are the 80-20 rule that's in effect, and it doesn't matter if what you're talking about is a movement of liberty activists. Some of them are going to be the leaders, and some of them are going to be the people that are just going to sign on and say, I like that idea, I want to help with that. And that's okay. But I agree with you that more people should be encouraged to start their own thing. And if there's any place that it's possible, it's here in New Hampshire, because if there's ever been something you've wanted to do within the movement, or if you've ever felt that like there's a lack of what you really want to see happen, you can just come here and start whatever it is you want to do. Put the announcement out on the various different forums and such that we have here, and then, you know, basically let people know, well, this is what I'm planning on doing. So we had some people in Keene that wanted to do the Robin Hood, this thing they call Robin Hood. They go down to downtown Keene, and they walk the streets, and they eyeball all of the parking meters. And if one of them has expired, they've got a pocket full of change, they'll take a quarter out or something like that, and they'll put a quarter in to essentially rescue somebody from getting a ticket. So before the parking meter lady comes around to write them the ticket, they've saved somebody. They put an envelope on the person's car window, letting them know what happened. Hey, Robin Hood was here, and we saved you from getting this ticket. It would have been a $5 ticket. They've actually ended up getting a couple $100 in contributions from the people that they've saved. So they rescued these people from getting parking tickets, and to show their appreciation, they used the envelope that the Robin Hood folks provided to send a few bucks in cash to the organization. That's something I've never heard of before in the Liberty movement. But they did this. They just started it. They let people know it was happening, and people just showed up. They just come out of the woodwork to help out with these things.
That happened in L.A. Meter Man, but they made it illegal. It's now illegal in Los Angeles to feed someone's meter.
See, the thing is, these activists don't care about that. Yeah. They'll do it anyway. So it's possible to just start your own thing here. And I hope that – is there a Liberty Kids website, or is that just – is it so new that it's just like an idea that you just kicked off?
We're working on building it right now with the people who are in it. And mostly I'm just off of Facebook. I mean, mm-hmm. I
Brooke Kelly on Facebook?
Yeah, Brooke Kelly or Truth Fairy.
Truth Fairy. That'd probably be the easiest way. How can you search for that Truth Fairy and you'll come up?
No.
Or is it like Facebook/Truth Fairy?
Facebook/ The Unify Movement.
The Unify Movement.
You get everybody together.
We'll get in touch with Brooke Kelly. And thank you, Brooke, as always, for coming on the show here tonight. Keep up
the great
work, and I'm sure we'll hear from you on the next Freedom Ride, right? You'll call in, get some updates? All right,
definitely.
Cool.
We'd love to.
Right on. We're coming up here from the Liberty Forum. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We are here live from the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel. People milling about, all kinds of liberty-minded people are here together, and they're enjoying each other's company, getting to know one another. If you're a new person here, just walk up and introduce yourself, and you'll find that you connect with people here easily, because well, the people here get it about freedom, so you've already gotten past that whole conversation for the most part, and you can talk about some of the nuances of liberty or whatever else might happen to be on your mind, sort of like, you know, here on this show. So we've got all kinds of interesting people sitting in with us, chatting with us tonight. Mark, you're going to be here all weekend hosting the show Friday and Saturday night. Gardner Goldsmith is going to be joining you as co-host, so thanks to him for in advance for helping out. And so all weekend long we'll be hearing from some of the interesting speakers and folks that are here at the forum. And also just, you know, anybody, you don't have to be a speaker to get on the third microphone here this weekend. Catherine Bleich is with us. Are you speaking here at the forum this weekend?
Yes, I speak tomorrow morning, bright and early.
So what are you going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about the mechanics of the police state and really explaining a lot of the things I've been able to learn through the most recent project I've been participating in, which is Operation Defuse, where we've been going through and visiting fusion centers all across the country.
What is that? What is a fusion center?
Well, I'm sure that you and many of your listeners heard about the infamous MIAC report that came out of Missouri last year.
Give our listeners a recap on what that was.
That's the one where if you've got a Ron Paul bumper sticker, they say you're a terrorist.
Actually, they don't say the word terrorist at all in the report. They actually say that you should be considered a potential violent radical militia member. But yes, if you have a Ron Paul bumper sticker, if you're a C4L member, Bob Barr supporter, if you are against the New World Order in any way, if you are concerned about the NAFTA superhighway, if you are concerned about RFID tracking chips, the IRS, the Federal Reserve, all of these are indicators that law enforcement might be dealing with a potentially radical, violent militia member.
Which means that the cop's going to have his hand on his gun when he comes to your car window.
It means that his heart rate's going to go up a little.
If you say something wrong, he's going to plug you. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, made a wrong move.
May or may not plug you, but he'll at least be on guard, and he'll be absolutely concerned that you might be prepared to initiate violence against them. Now, that report has been retracted due to the response of the grassroots all across the country. But the fact of the matter is the report was issued to all Missouri law enforcement and surrounding law enforcement communities.
So the damage was done, so to speak.
The damage was definitely done, and I learned that. I've actually been speaking at Tea Parties all across the state of Missouri. Now, the Tea Party movement in Missouri is a little different than it is in the rest of the country because they were too profiled by the MIAC. So they are a little bit more radical, if you will. And I had, long story short, I found a stray dog on the side of the road driving to a Tea Party. I brought the dog to the Tea Party, and on my way home, I decided to stop on the side of the highway and find the dog's home. And when I returned to my car, there was a law enforcement official looking in my car, you know, with a flashlight. And I came running up through the woods because I'd walked this dog home. And I'm like, hi, I'm the owner of the car. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I saw the Ron Paul bumper stickers. And the car was standing. And I was like, seriously? So, yeah, the damage has been done. Absolutely.
So, okay, so now you've recapped what the MIAC report was, and take us back to the, there was some an organization that you were...
It's actually a project. We have...
Okay. What was it called again?
It's called Operation Defuse.
Okay.
And that is a project, it initiated as a partnership between Liberty Restoration Project, which is my group, and Texans for Accountable Government, which John Bush, who spoke tonight here at the Liberty Forum, he's the executive director of that. We were both delegates to the Continental Congress. And when we were at the Continental Congress, both of us have been fighting fusion centers in our own, me in the state of Missouri and John in Austin, Texas. And when we were at the Continental Congress, we realized that people who are very much so involved with activism and the liberty movement don't know what fusion centers are. They may have heard of the MIAC report, but they did not know that MIAC stands for Missouri Information Analysis Center, and that's one of 72 DHS mandated, funded, and all of the guidelines come forth from the DHS. And so there are 72 of these institutions all across the nation, and we realized that our movement was not aware of these institutions, the dangers of these institutions, and most of us don't really know exactly what they're doing. So I have literally not been in one city more than 5 days since November of last year, and I've been traveling around visiting these fusion centers, giving activist trainings, interviewing people who were profiled by fusion centers, and just trying to do everything I can to spread the word about the dangers of the Department of Homeland Security.
So what's it like when you go into one of these fusion centers? I mean, they see the Ron Paul bumper stickers. What do they do? What do they do?
Well, to be honest, we've only been able to get into a couple fusion centers. The Oklahoma Fusion Center brought us in, let us walk around the entire place with video cameras. And it's really just an office space.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of them are pretty secretive, though. Some of them are on military bases. We were not granted access to New Mexico. And they're not even listed on the DHS website as an existing fusion center. But we did get a hold of
it. It's kind of like Area 51.
Kind of, sort of, but we showed up and we were rejected. We weren't even allowed to leave an open records request with the security at the front. So it was really interesting. But for the most part, they've been very open with us. Huh. And they've, you know, we actually went to, Brooke joined us in New Orleans at the National Department of Homeland Security Fusion Center Conference. And John Bush and I were able to get in as independent media with the Austin Free Press. Now, they called security on us. They made us go through about an hour-long rigmarole. They walked John out in front of everyone and then walked us all in with security while the Attorney General Eric Holder was speaking. But we were able to get in, we were able to talk to every single vendor, and we were able to attend some of their workshops. And I can tell you this much. The people running these fusion centers, they are just good old boys who work their way up through highway patrol, mm-hmm. and they hardly understand how to input information into a Excel database. So when they're being presented by a vendor with fingerprint, facial recognition, iris scanning technology, they have no idea how powerful this technology is, because unlike us, you know, we use technology very intimately every day throughout our lives, whether it's through the radio or through Facebook or through our websites. This is all new for them, and they're still struggling to learn it. And I have come to realize since, you know, 1 year ago the Mayak report broke, that it may not be as nefarious as I thought. It's actually more corporate-driven than I thought. I thought it was there was some master puppeteer in the background, and there may be some manipulating it all overall. But for the most part, it seems to be driven by corporations trying to make a buck.
So corporations that would make a buck by profiling people, like getting biometric data, or
they would more so make a buck by selling technology to the local and state law enforcement communities. It's sort of like the military-industrial complex is coming down and selling their stuff to your local police department.
Sure. I mean, that's a way to expand their marketplace. Yeah,
absolutely. At the Texas Homeland Security Conference, we attended that actually as students. And we went in, and I'll tell you, these events are so easy to get into. Anyone could be attending them. They're wide open about everything they do. And they actually had military surveillance blimps that were in the display section. I walked up, and I'm like, how many of these do you have, you know, out in existence right now? And they said about a dozen, and it's both U.S. and foreign military that are using them, but they have domestic purposes, and that's why they were here at the Texas Homeland Security Fusion
Center. Well, yeah, they're talking about putting drones in the cities of America. They're talking about... They were testing it in Houston this year. They were testing flying unmanned drones around the city.
That's not scary or anything.
That is really creepy. So, Catherine, how can people that are listening to us now learn more about what you're doing? How can they keep in touch with you and find out what's going on with Catherine?
Well, we have a website for Operation Defuse, operationdefuse.com. We're also on Facebook, and that's D-E-F-U-S-E.
Right.
For my personal stuff, you can go to my blog, which is don'ttreadoncat.com. You can keep up. There's been all kinds of controversy around me. Yes, with a C. C-A-T. There's been all kinds of controversy surrounding me, myself, as a person lately, so I try to address all of that on there, as well as details on all the different projects I'm working on, because it's a lot. Operation Defuse is one of many.
Right, because with you personally, there was a situation with a courthouse where you were outside and you said something and some cop got in your face. I don't recall all the details with that, but what happened there?
Well, long story short, I was at a courthouse with a friend. He had a traffic date, and an officer came out and started demanding that people line up against the wall, and I spoke, and he didn't like what I said, and I spent about 5 hours in jail. The case has been dismissed.
Oh, great.
And I have in writing that he violated departmental policy, and my attorney is working on
it. Now, if you can only get a few million dollars out of it, that would be nice, but at least you don't have to go to jail any longer. Thank you, Catherine, for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And have fun here this weekend at the Liberty Forum. More coming up from the 2010 Liberty Forum, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The healing revolution is here. Naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines. Over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio's Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited. So order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, and it's been redesigned for 2010 with the new FTL 2.0 features that allow you to log into the site to submit show prep suggestions that we might take and then go ahead and use on the air. In fact, I haven't been to freetalklive.com yet tonight because we've been so loaded with guests, interesting folks to talk to here from the forum. But a lot of times we'll actually get some of the things we talk about on the show from the front page of our website because our listeners actually, you can submit your ideas and then other listeners can vote either in favor or against the idea. And so whatever's the most popular gets pushed up to the top of the site at freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Use code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. When you sign up at HostGator.com, you'll get your first month completely free. That's code FTL, HostGator.com.
All right, so we continue here from the 2010 Liberty Forum. All kinds of interesting folks. In fact, a glut of ladies that we've been talking to here, and another one is with us, Dawn Lincoln from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Dawn, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so for our listeners that don't know, we're, of course, here as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement designed to get as many liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire as possible. Hundreds of them are here in this hotel tonight. And once they get here, as was pointed out earlier when we had Dave Ridley on, they can do whatever they want. So there's all kinds of stuff going on, and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of those things. It's one of the more popular, I would say, organizations. And I believe it was originally founded by Free Staters. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct, actually. Ooh. It was started by a group of New Hampshire natives,
no
actually,
kidding.
Who it was timed, yes, very closely to when the Free State Project had picked New Hampshire as the best state to live in if you wanted to live in a state that believes in liberty already.
Mm-hmm.
And once they started it, then it became a great place for people who wanted to move to New Hampshire to have a political home. If you want to be politically active in the state, which a lot of people do, then the Liberty Alliance is a great place to put that energy, especially for state-level politics.
Yeah, you know, and I think what the NHLA does is a great... If you want to be involved in politics in New Hampshire, move for the Free State Project. The NHLA has a huge head start on any other state organization out there. But
right.
I think it's a good example of what one might want to do in their state, which is... You know, set up an organization that reads every single bill that's introduced
right.
by the Congress critters in that particular state.
You actually have people who like that stuff, huh?
There are. You can kind of get addicted to it a little bit, you know. It is pretty interesting. You learn a lot when you're reading the bills and
uh-huh.
seeing all the different things that people are coming up with. Some of them are pretty crazy. There's
yeah.
definitely some reps every year who put in the same kind of nutty stuff every year. But if you're going to look into something, you've got to look at what the law is right now, how this is going to change the law, think about what the impact's going to be of it, and do some research. So it's definitely a learning process.
So, and besides reading the bills, you also give out what they call the gold sheet, which is
gold standard.
Gold standard, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's gold standard, which is a gold sheet of paper that they you hand out to each one of the reps. And the senators?
No, just the state reps right
state
now.
State reps. Now, there's 400 state reps in the state of New Hampshire.
400, yes.
And so you've got one of these for each of them. I'm sure you print 100 extra. And you make sure each one of them has it. And it's a recommendation on how to vote on each one of the myriad. How many bills come up in a given legislative session?
I don't know the exact number. I mean, it depends on the session.
Hundreds.
Right. Yeah, conceivably. Like right now, this time of year, they're coming right up a crossover date, which is when the bills go from the state to the House. So at that point, they have to finish and vote on all the bills that they need to get out of their side and into the other chamber. So at that time, yeah, in the last couple of days, they probably saw a couple of hundred bills.
So this gets them recommendations on how to vote on something from a pro-liberty viewpoint, as opposed to whatever it is the Republicans or Democrats might be telling them to do.
Exactly. So you know, the Liberty Alliance crosses over the line. You know, sometimes our recommendations will be in agreed upon with most of the Republicans, and sometimes it'll be agreed upon by most of the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the bills, try to find the ones that have the highest liberty impact. Or sometimes the bills that may have the highest ability to make a good liberty point to the state reps.
One of the other things you guys do that I think is pretty cool is you actually take the time to analyze the votes of each one of the representatives, and you look at how they voted, and you say, well, and I don't think you look at every single piece of legislation, but you look at ones that are particularly having to do with freedom or not so much freedom, and then you look and you see how they voted on that, and then based on that, you aggregate all that information together, and you come up with like a report card grade. It's A through
right.
F. There's A through F, and then constitutional threat, right?
Right, and some years we have the dereliction of duty, too, the reps who hardly ever show up to vote, which is unfortunate for their constituents who aren't getting a representative.
I'm torn on that issue.
Well, I feel like, I mean, we're from the Keene area, and I mean, you and Mark don't live in Keene, but you're still in the area, and
right.
we know that the reps in our area of the state are particularly bad on the rating scale. So I don't know. I would kind of rather have a dereliction of duty rep than somebody who's an F.
Yeah, right. It depends on your rep. You know, if you've
yeah.
got a rep who's voting the way you would like them to vote, you want them to be there. And
right.
if they're voting against, yeah, maybe it's better if they stay home. But what you were talking about is our liberty rating. We have an
mm-hmm.
annual report that we put together. We take a look at the roll call votes, which is the only way we can know in New Hampshire how a specific representative voted. Most of the times they vote by voice vote, which
so
then
you
don't know how they voted.
That's no good.
So the roll call is the facts. How did they actually vote on the actual bill? And then however that's rated as far as liberty, we look at take some economic bills and some social bills and some good government bills and mix them up together and come up with a rating for every rep.
Now, how many people are behind this? I mean, we've had Dennis Goddard, who's also involved with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, on the show, and he tells us, I think, that you guys have at least 100 volunteers. How many people are involved in not just supporting the organization from behind the scenes, but actually people who are reading these bills and you know, counting the numbers and tallying things? And how many people are actually involved with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
I mean, I don't know exactly. I mean, I think 100's a little high,
mm-hmm.
but there could be a good 50. I would be comfortable
That's
in
great.
Saying there's probably at least 50 people that are involved with reading the bills, handing out the Liberty ratings, helping develop the gold standard every week that the House is meeting. There's a core team who works on that every week tirelessly to come up with the report.
It's huge what the NHLA does. Now, you moved here for the Free State Project. Would this have been possible in your home state?
Well,
what was your home state?
I came from Connecticut. Okay. I grew up in Connecticut. I moved here in 2004. I suppose it's possible anywhere, but it's just a big undertaking. You know,
enough people that want to do it.
Right. You've got to find enough people who are dedicated enough to spend the time. Because once you commit to doing it, once you're going to put out a gold standard and a Liberty rating, you've got to be committed to doing that on a regular basis.
Every single year.
And every single session day. You can't skip. You can't say, well, we didn't have the time. We didn't feel like it. No, you've got to do it once you've made that commitment. So it's really a matter of being consistent and keeping your volunteers motivated, because everybody is a volunteer. There, nobody gets paid to do anything for the NHLA.
Do you guys give out,
president?
Do you give out awards on a yearly basis? So how do you keep the volunteers going with something that, for me, this would be drudgery? I mean, reading through these bills. Oh my God. I mean, you're saying people like it.
Some of them are pretty tough, yeah.
But when you're dealing with volunteers, you have to do something to really appreciate them and keep them coming back. Is there something in particular?
We do give out an annual award at our Liberty Dinner, which is usually held in July, sometime after the session ends. And we have the Activist of the Year, which is a non-board member who's seemed to have gone above and beyond in their dedication to working in the political arena, you know, on NHLA type of activities. And we also give out a Legislator of the Year award to the state rep who ranks the highest, or sometimes there's a tie, so you have to use other criteria, but who's been a stalwart for Liberty.
And you guys have one of the more active New Hampshire Liberty forums. I mean, we're here at the Liberty Forum physical event, but as far as internet forums are concerned, people can still help out even if they aren't here in New Hampshire, right? I mean, people can not only contribute money, but they can, presumably they could read the bills and things like that if they aren't living here.
Right. There are a number of people who don't live in New Hampshire, but who are interested in New Hampshire and want to help support Liberty in New Hampshire. And, yeah, they can read the bills for us out of state because it's done online. We've had some wonderfully talented people who've donated their time to develop a web-based system. So you can read it online. Do that online.
So people that are out there listening to this saying, wow, I'm really excited by the New Hampshire Liberty Movement, but I can't move for another 5 years, or for whatever reason they can't be here now, they can still get involved. They can go to nhliberty.org to learn more. Is
exactly.
That right?
That's right. And we welcome help from anybody who loves liberty. And, you know, there's always more to be done. I mean, we do as much as we can, but we only can do as much as our volunteers allow.
Yeah. And, well, the more people that get here, the more likely you're going to have more volunteers. And already it's just unprecedented what you guys are able to accomplish. It's significant.
It absolutely is unprecedented.
So thank you, Don Lincoln, for stopping by.
Thank you for all you do for liberty here in New Hampshire.
NHLiberty.org is their website. A great forum there, too, to get involved and meet some of the other folks that are involved in the organization. Hour number three is on the way. If you're on the lines, we are going to get to your phone calls coming up next at the beginning of hour three, and we'll also talk to some more interesting folks. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.